How about you, Simon?
Right, good evening.
Tuesday night.
Quick crazy riddle. I want to know where in Shulchan Aruch, just a riddle, where in Shulchan Aruch does it say that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara? It says in the Torah, and it says in a whole book called Chofetz Chaim about the kol mini lavim maseis and arurim, which are involved in speaking Lashon Hara. I'll just leave it with you to see if you can find the Shulchan Aruch where the Shulchan Aruch discusses the halacha so you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. That's just a good. I mean, the only time Shulchan Aruch I'm aware of is in Chesh and Mishpat, in Simon Yod Aleph, when he's talking about being Muslim a person to base in. He says you don't need to talk Stamazo because it's Lashon Hara. That's the only time Shulchan Aruch speaks about it, it's a Lashon Hara. In Chesh and Mishpat, Simon Yod Aleph, Sifal. In Shabura, Kayadua mentions it a few places, Kufn and Vav. And Shabura is very busy about Kayadua, and Shabura is very busy with it. I just saw the Igros Hagro. I was just going through the Igros Hagro before, and he's talking about Dibur, he's talking about Lashon Hara, and there he brings down the famous Maimer Chazal, which is a song, a very famous song, Al Kol Dibur, Al Kol, what's the Lashon over there? Yeah, that on every time a person is able to choose some piv, is Zoycha, yeah, the Kol Beria, what's the Lashon? Whatever the Lashon is, yeah, he's Zoycha to Groyza Zachon. The end of he carries on. Besides for being zeicher to great olamas, he says that is nitzel mishol tachtis. It's got a kaparas avonas. Just be holding yourself back. That's what the Gaon wants to write. I want to share with the olam just a quick nekuda benegea to ve'ela shamois is Rosh Hashanah, achayev, odom, nitroy. Aparsha, Shnayim, Mikra, Ve'echot Targum. That's the Rosh HaTevis that the Balei Torah brings down, that there's a chiyuv to bring to say Shnayim Mikra, which they all ask, why is the Rebbe, why is the Merumahs in Parsha Shmois? They say because by the time it comes to Parsha Shmois, there's a few dropouts. So in order to give a bit of a chizuk, we know that Ve'ela Shmois is a time to think again about how it works with the Shnayim Mikra. Let's just throw in a nekuda, benegea to back to Chesh Mishpat. Again, we have to remember Chesh Mishpat is something to live with. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta used to say, the Nikra Balabayis El Ho Elohim. The Loshna Apostle says that Balabayis comes to Beis Din. Im lo shalach yodim lechaz reyu, has to make a shvua. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta famously said to a person, the Balabos came over to Rabbi Yisrael Salanta and says, I'm not Zeucha to say the Beis Hamadrash all day and do Kirva Salikim. How do I do Kirva Salikim in the workplace? He says, V'nikra balabayas eleho lekim. If you want to find a way to come close to Hashem, make sure im lo shalach yodai v'mlechas reyo. If you didn't touch the money belonging to your friend, that is a way to come close to Hashem. That's what that's. And you see the Mishnah Berurah, whenever he gets a chance to throw in the halachas of a neighbor, he always does that. You should know there's a famous shayla, which the halacha speaks about. And it's very interesting. Reish Lamed Aleph, he speaks about shayla. Should a person, if a person's got two options of how to support himself, he says like this, either he can get money from other people which are happy to donate to him, right, that's one side. The halacha speaks about it in Reish Lamed Aleph, that's one side. Or rather he should try and work out himself, Elohonis Megia Kapov, to work himself, or Melacha Nekia, and then learn during Shabbos. And that's what he writes, the Shaila, the halacha in Reish Lamed Aleph. Now in the brackets, before he gets to the tshuva, half of the halacha is discussing how the shayla can't be about a person who does a dodgy business. Because if you're doing a dodgy business, then there's no shayla. Because that's not called getting money from yourself. It's called getting money from someone else. If a person's work involves geneva, he says, v'gam she'ilosi u'dafke ma'isik shalai, who knock him into rubas gezel v'ribas v'inol, d'ilavo the ezer sofik, you can't clear such a sofik, why? It's not considered your money, it's considered someone else's money. So you may as well take someone else's money to begin with. Right? That's number one. Okay, the kid says he's got an answer to this. Mishabura, he's famously, whenever he can, he always throws in these points. Throughout Shulchan Aruch, he always likes to throw in this nekuda about being careful with someone else's money. So now we know that the gezeila and geneva is when you take someone else's property from his hands. That's partial geneva. And we discussed that whether you're using property without rishus would also be included very nice. What happens if I want to just use my neighbor's item, which I find, let's say he's got a rake outside in his front garden, he's just collecting all the leaves that fell down from the autumn. And he just finished collecting it. He went off to Maariv. He left it out there during the night, during the day. And I want to take the rake and use it for myself. Now, I know that he doesn't mind. And how do I know he doesn't mind? Because we're neighbours and we're good neighbours. Why should he mind? I'm not ruining it. I've never borrowed it before. The halacha is that's also because even though my assumption may be right that he will be maskim, but that is included in the shayla of Yush Lemidas, which we paskin that you can't assume so. Although you might be right, it's not pshat that you're wrong in the assumption. It's pshat that is called the shayla Shlemidas is considered the gazal with pasle chacham. Okay, we discussed already. However, now if you've asked before, it's okay, and you can now the assumption will work. Once you've got regilas and you see that he's really happy to do it, you haven't got a problem. If he can see that in his answer that it was just a one-off, then that would need consent every time. But otherwise, you've got an issue. There's one exception when it comes to items of mitzvah, is where you find in the Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch, it's in your Dalis, Yifdalis, speaks about if someone's got a chefsa shel mitzvah tefillin, talis, shofar, arba minim, you see it lying around on the table and you run out, you haven't got shofar. Shulchan Aruch says, over here it's okay. Because here, we can say it's similar to like the bushes. Remember we said, what's pshat? And Shulchan Aruch says, let's say you know someone's bushes in the front garden. Some people have a habit of putting their fingers through leaves and pulling them out. So obviously on Shabbos they have to be careful not to pull them out. But generally, why it's not gazela? The Torah says, because it's something which kimat no one's makbid. Something which is kimat no one's makbid is fine. When it comes to chefsa shel mitzvah, we also, Chazal tell us that a person deep down is kimat not makbid. Okay, now we're going to get to that. But if in normal chefsa shel mitzvah, we can say confidently that a person is usually not makbid if someone else has a mitzvah. And therefore, Shulchan Aruch says a talis and tefillin is okay. The Rama says, however, Shulchan Aruch says, Sforim is not included in that. Why? Because Sforim, at least in those days, the Sforim were very delicate, and the pages can be torn, can get smudged, and therefore, the Rama says, Shulchan Aruch says, you can't use someone else's sefer based on this omdana that is called nichet. This concept is called nichelele inish lemebat mitzvah b'mamele. A person is happy that someone else should do a mitzvah, and therefore it's similar to like the bushes shayla. So the bushes shayla, no one's makbid, so to chafsish a mitzvah. I must say, this is one of the inyonim where completely nishapcha sinoyus, completely the tables have turned. When the Shulchan Aruch allowed someone to use someone's tefillin and talis, let's limit it to that first. Talis and tefillin, it's very possible Zot Aruch HaShulchan. But nowadays, he says, Ra'isi, I've seen many people, and one of the places who say, V'gamani b'socham, I'm also a person who's makbid. The Ra'isi, I've seen people who show makbid that other people shouldn't use your talis stamazoi. Right? It could depend on how many showers the person has, it could depend on how makbid he is to how. That it's not so clear to say that a person's not makbid that Yenim shouldn't use a talis. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, "Bedin zeh tzorech leis yashiv b'dama." La'aniyah stated, the Aruch HaShulchan says, "I'm not so convinced that these days it would work." On the flip side, when it comes to sforim, it comes to a Gemara. You come to a Sheh, actually, Rebbe Bodna, he's got a sefer, and he writes there, when you went to Rebbe Yashiv, in his Sheh, just before the Shia, he needed a Gemara, and when Rav Eliashiv was walking in, he picked up a Gemara that he found up on the table, and asked Rav Eliashiv, "Can I use it for the Shia?" I haven't asked permission from the Bainim, it says a name. And Rav Eliashiv said, "For sure." Why? Because this Ramah that says that people are makbid on Sforim, nowadays has changed that people have no makbid on Sforim, unless it's mamash miyuchad, expensive, it's a makbid. A very chosh of a masa, a normal sefer which you buy, relatively cheap. I know prices are going up, but still, a Gemara is still, the maisa is only about 18, 20 pounds. It's not the end of the world and it lasts for a long time. People are not so makbid when you find Gemara, unless they say awesome. We'll see a few exceptions. But this inyan, and I'll ask you, you don't need to be honest, but if let's say you left your talis and tefillin here and you just ran somewhere and you're coming back every day, you leave your talis and tefillin on the side and you come back after Seder and you come back and bring it and take it home. And then you come back one day and you see someone's using your tefillin. Someone's damaged from your talis and tefillin. I mean, I'm just trying to play out this Aruch HaShulchan. I mean, can you say that kimat no one's makbid about the talis and tefillin? Is not makbid, it is makbid. Oh, so there is hakvada now. Even before any Agbodas, there are six tonight. We're going to really rattle them really fast. That obviously, if the owner is very particular, if people know that he's very particular, that's not included, right? If he is a particular person, people know, then you can't use this assumption anyway, right? Or let's say that the owner might need it himself. The Mishabura discusses if, let's say, Yechoshish, maybe he's going to come for his talent to fill it anyway, or his safer, he might need the safer, then you can't make this assumption. Not on a regular basis, you can only use that as a one-off, not on a regular basis, because then people are makbid, right? A fourth one is only in the place. That would explain if, let's say, someone wants to borrow an umbrella because he's using it for a mitzvah, right? He needs to catch his tefillin b'tzibah and it's pelting outside. So can you say you should use it, the umbrella? Firstly, people are mapping on umbrellas anyway. But even without that, since you're using it not in the right place, you know the person that owns the umbrella anyway, he's landing for the next 3 hours. Why you just want to zip across the road for 10 minutes? Obviously there's akbada, because it's not being used in the place where it is. Yeah, there's no point using an umbrella inside where it is.
Less akbada than an umbrella than it is in tefillin.
Sorry?
It might be less akbada.
Oh, that could be. Yeah, that could be thrown on that. That's number four. Number five is, you've got to put it back in the place where you found it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah, the person can say that, Taka. Actually, when it comes to... It's interesting, because the Ramon speaks about borrowing a talis, that you can borrow someone else's talis to make it in, yeah? At least in those days, yeah? So on Shabbos, what do you do? Let's say he's used it already for Shacharis, and now, let's say he's used it, and now you've used it now, so are you supposed to fold it? You know there's a halacha on Shabbos not to fold a talis. Okay, let's say you're not going to use it later on. But Shteyn Mishnah Berurah that you should fold it. You should fold it. The Mishnah Berurah says on Shabbos. Oh, so now the Shaila, yeah, but if let's say it's folded, do you have to fold on Shabbos? We know there's a problem on Shabbos to fold the talis. You should know. I know there's an Aruch HaShulchan that says in Simon Shin Beis. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that this halacha of folding clothes. There's an issue of folding clothes. It looks like you're sacking them, you're flattening them out. That's Taka Ongenuman. That's why we're makbid not to fold clothes on Shabbos. Very nice. The Aruch HaShulchan does write. It doesn't apply to our talisos. He writes that of his manenu yesh harbash mekaplin talisosayim b'Shabbos, and he gives a pshat to it, right? And someone once told me. He came to me. He told me I fold my talis on Shabbos. So I said, well, where's the confidence coming from? So he said, the Aruch HaShulchan. So he wants to know what I said, what I think of the Aruch HaShulchan. So I said, it's very nice, Aruch HaShulchan. But the Mishnah Berurah shares his opinion and says that it does apply nowadays. So he came back to me a few days later and saying he's looked in Shin Beis, he can't find the Mishnah Berurah that says that is a... that there's a problem. Mishnah Berurah didn't discuss this, Shaila. Look at Shin Beis, if Aleph Sif Beis and Gimel didn't discuss this. So I said, I give you a week to find this Mishnah Berurah. Where's the Mishnah Berurah? On in Orachan Simon Aleph, in Chelek Aleph, Simon Yod Aleph, where he's talking about borrowing a talis, that you have to fold it back in a regular place. And then Simon Yod Aleph, right at the beginning of Orachan, he says, if it's on Shabbos, now you've got an issue. You can't fold it. So fold it, not in its folds. So there, he's shown that his opinion is that Shabbos is an issue. Well, he's holding no shayla. Obviously, what he would say is no shayla. You'll be a faket. You'll be machoyev too, because it would go against that halacha that you have to make sure that it's properly done properly. Elamai, he's a hold of this problem. So to take on like the Aruch HaShulchan with confidence without a tzorach would be it's something to think about. That is what that is number five. That it has to be put back and folded in the right place. And number six is if the owner is there anyway. Then you have to find out, because there's a concept in halacha, if it's easy to find out something, you're mechuyev to find out. That is stamazoy. It's a halacha which Mishnah Berurah brings down. That's into something because which comes up. I want to share with the olim that it's interesting that in Hilchos Keneva, I think we've covered quite a few topics. Interesting, we haven't yet come on to Gezel Akum. We haven't really discussed that. That's for another time, but. If you look in Hilchos Keneva, in the Chesher Mishpat, you'll see that Shulchan Aruch throws in the halachas of Leisachmid, one of the lavim in the Torah. You've got Leisachmid. One of the lavim is not to be jealous of someone else's hafetim. Now, it doesn't just mean to be jealous. That is not what it means. We have to get crystal clear what the Isser is. The Isser is, if you have a watch and I say, I like your watch, and I like your scarf, and I say, you know, that scarf is very good, and I want it. And I say, listen, I'll pay you £5. And you say, no, you're not interested. I pay £10, you know, I really like it, I pay £10. A year. And then I come back to the next day and say, well, no, what's with the stuff? I'll pay, let's a deal for Tana, and then I take your scarf. That is the Isra Lays Ahmed. And only that. You know, the concept of having it in our mind that we go around, we go through life, and we obviously see Yanam's house, Yanam's car, Yanam's this, Yanam's that. That's not the real Isra Lays Ahmed. That's not what the Torah meant. The Isra, because you're not even Lays Ahmed then. Lays Ahmed only is when you want something, and you chase after it, you pursue it, you ask many times, and you put pressure, and you get it off him. When you get it off him, every step of the way. Okay, that could be me. A good business deal. It might be a good business deal, yeah? But Lays Ahmed is only if you try and chase someone else's car, try and chase someone else's item, and marshal the house. Let's say you come to town, and you really...
I just say to him straight away, here's £50 for your scarf. Is that
Lays Ahmed? Hang on a second. I've mentioned very clearly the Loshna Rambam. The Hiftzir boy is that you put pressure on him to show your interest, that you're happy. That's no problem. Hang on a second. Let's get it very clear. If I come to town and I really like a house, I like the location, everything about it, and I come to him, listen, how about your house? You throw me a figure, I'll buy it off you. Okay, and he's not budging. And the next day, and you put pressure on him. You send someone else to tell him, by the way, he's really interested in sending the house. And after a week, yeah, he's still at it. That is an issa of Lays Ahmed. Only if Yitaka is happy to carry on and he gives his house away, that is an issa of Lays Ahmed. Even if he agreed, that's the issa of Lays Ahmed. It's brilliant.
So give him £100,000, £250,000 tomorrow.
That's okay. Because you came to him a deal, you struck the deal straight away, you showed your interest, and you showed that you're gonna go the extra mile, I'll pay £50 for the can of Coke, also okay. You haven't shown extra, you haven't bothered him. There is some I'm telling you, this is so basic, it's unbelievable. Lays Ahmed doesn't even just walk down the street and I like that car, it's a Lays Ahmed, it's not Negev. Lays Ahmed is not that easy to be over, right? I'll show you it's easy. Hang on a second. But that Isra Lays Ahmed is when you're putting plank pressure. You really want that. You like a Megillah, even by a mitzvah. You like a sudden, I need that, and you start coming out, you give it to him. And then they say that you give him the lip, right? Every single time you're at his throat again, and you say, I'm after that, okay? So you may say, okay, I'm quite clean from this Isra. Not always. Think about this case. We were once on holiday once, and after a schnitzel supper or a barbecue, you're in a mood for Geschmack a Coke. Yeah, and it bothered me this summer. It was really bothering me. And this was the situation. There was one person that had a can of Coke because he had ended up going to a bar somewhere and getting a Coke. And the other one was saying, oh, you know, after barbecue, there's a big tiger to have something which is fizzy. It's very geschmack. It settles, deals with everything. So the shaila is, he was saying, can we share? Can I have the can? He had a whole box of six. He had a mishpacha. He didn't necessarily want to give the can away. He had six. He schlepped the six from the local shop, it was by swimming, whenever it was, and he schlepped it home, and for whenever he needs, out in the countryside, and you want a bottle of Coke, or a can of Coke, then you should have access. He wasn't interested in giving it away. So someone else said, okay, I'll pay £2 for the can. So he said no. And then after the schmooze, it was getting more and more pressurizing, right, okay. You know, I'm actually quite in the mood for it. You know, like, and when it comes to people which knew each other, every small word adds to the pressure. Okay, at the end, he was giving in. So we had to deal with it, okay? I had discussed this with a family when we came back from some holidays. How to deal with it? He said, is there any issue? Why is Loisach Meshtei Ishtoi and Beisoi, things which are wild, yeah? How often does a person go to someone's house and knock on the door and he comes back saying, alright, I'll offer you another £10,000. That's not the way forward. Yeah, if people do stick letters into people's houses, I will pay you this. But the hips of my house will be a bit more than that. So, but this is an easy way to be over the Isra Lays Ahmed, and it's one of the certain adibrits you want to stay away from. So if you see, if on holiday I find it very negea, you know someone's got goggles, and you know you really want to off him, and you know you push him. You push him to give it to you, to buy it off him, to get it off him. That is the Isra Lays Ahmed. It's quite a big Isra. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah, in Mishnah Berurah discusses this.
It's
10 o'clock later, it's cut me off. You cut me off, because this is the big raid. Ah, okay, fine. Okay, yeah, right. Okay. Shkoyach avoisai. I have to finish off tomorrow.
So we get tomorrow night anniversary, 50th anniversary tomorrow night.